Welcome everybody to today's coaching call. Today we're going to be talking about website tracking. And so if you don't know anything about website tracking, we'll go over all that here today and make sure that you have a clear understanding of how to go about tracking people who come to your website and what's going on when they come there, what kind of keywords people use to find you, how long they spend on your site. I mean, basically really anything that you want to track. Yeah, for the most part, yeah, you can track online. It's pretty amazing what you can do. And so we'll also go over the whole goal of using this information on helping you make better decisions in your website goals and increasing your profits and growing your business. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to just chime in, ask your question, and we'll be I'll be glad to discuss that in the ongoing process of the call. So now, if you have Google Analytics or any other type of analytics software or system in place, then it would be really helpful to log in to that and have it in front of you as we go through the call here today. But if not, it's okay. If you're just getting started off with learning how to go about tracking information on your website and so forth, then we'll go over that. You don't have to worry about having that up and running right now since if you don't have it. So with that said, let's jump into things here. So let me give you an overview of the things that we'll be going over here today. I'll go over the five W's of website tracking, the who, what, when, where, why, and then even throw in a because right afterwards. But the who, anyone can track the stuff that's going on with your own website. You just got to know how, just like with anything else. And like I said earlier, it just really blows your mind on all the things that you can track. I mean, anytime someone opens up an email or anytime someone visits your site or clicks on a certain word or a link, I mean, you can know this. And, sometimes it freaks out people, but, the biggest thing right now is using this as a tool to be able to help you make better decisions on growing your business more effectively. So, most people everyone who just doesn't do this at all, they're left in the dark. Who wants to be left in the dark about what's going on, right? If you're the business owner and you're in charge of growing your business and you want to be making money and have it grow, then, this is an absolute must. You got to have this knowledge. You got to be able to have the systems in place to be able to track what's going on. Because once again, if you're not clear about what's going on, you're just left in the dark. You don't know what's going on. You're just guessing. And just guessing is a surefire way of to disaster. So, so anyone can have these types of systems in place. Okay, there's free and paid systems out there that you can use to track all kinds of things. And we'll go over those here today, but anyone can do this, okay? And if you are not really that technical savvy and want to have someone else do it for you, then awesome, okay? You can easily outsource this. You can easily find someone, to get the type of code that you need to put on your website to track all these stats on your website, okay? Let me make a quick note here real quick. Okay, cool. So now we're going to go over, I'll give you an overview here of, the major free tracking systems that are out there and that are easiest to use. The first one, is probably one that you've heard of already. This is with Google. It's called the Google Analytics. So you can access Google Analytics simply by going to google.com/analytics. Analytics is spelled A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-S. Okay, so google.com/analytics. That's the easiest and free one to use. And there's a few more I'll be going over here shortly, but that's the one of the most popular ones out there. And Google also gives you all kinds of excellent information inside of that system. Okay, we're going to go a lot more in-depth than that here just briefly, not too in-depth. Right? We're not necessarily going to do a deep dive on that here today, but we'll give you a great summary and go over the major elements of information that you should know about. Okay, so Google Analytics, we'll go over that here in just a second. Okay, the second one is more for campaign or marketing tracking, tracking your links and so forth. Okay, let's say you wanted to post a link in a forum or post a link on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere, okay, and you wanted to know how many people clicked on that link in that area, okay. If you posted it on let's say you posted the same link on Facebook, Twitter, and your a forum, and you want to know which link, they're all the same link, but which source of traffic is getting you the best result. Well, you can use you can also use Google Analytics, but Bitly is going to help you, shorten the link. Okay, it helps you take a long links that are a mile long, and condense them. And then also it provides real-time analytics, meaning it tells you in real time how many people have clicked on that link and so forth. And then you can customize those links as well, and it's free to use. Okay, so I'll teach you more about that here in just a moment. And then the third one that we'll talk about will be a system called a HyperTracker. And that's a paid service, but it's going to give especially the advanced users on the call a lot more functionality. Okay, it's going to be a lot more robust in helping you track really anything when it comes to links. Okay, so I'm combining your website tracking along with link tracking here on the call today, because they go both hand in hand. Okay, you don't want to just have the analytics in place to track people come to your website and how long they spend there and so forth, but you also want to know where your traffic is coming from specifically, very precisely, so you can make better decisions on, what types of traffic is going to best serve you as you start to move forward. Okay, so let's talk about those three. Okay, so Google Analytics, Bitly, and then HyperTracker. When you go to google.com/analytics, you can create a brand new account. It's free, like I said. And once you create an account, it'll walk you through step by step. And once you're ready to go, then Google Analytics is going to give you a little chunk of code that you got to copy. You simply copy that code and you paste it into your website in a specific location. Now, since this is a conference group coaching call, I won't be able to obviously show you exactly where to put that, so you'll want to call in and we can help you out in showing you where to put that. But for the time being, if you need to have help on putting that code in the right place, then just let us know, or else you can contact one of the freelancers or someone through Fiverr or Elance or Odesk. Okay. You can find technicians who can easily put that on there. You can also go to Google and just type in how to put Google Analytics code on your website. Okay? And there's plenty of tutorials out there that will show you how to do it very easily. And then you can watch the video as many times as you want and put it in your site. But the main thing, though, is that you should get that code and put it into your website in the right location, and then you're ready to go. So with Google Analytics, though, once you put that code in, you got to give the system 24 hours, okay, to process and then start gathering data. So after 24 hours has come and gone, then you can log into your Google Analytics account. And once you log in, then you'll be able to see all kinds of juicy stats. Okay? So the stats that we're going to go over here, I'll give you, like I said, a brief overview of the major stats that you'll want to pay attention to with Google Analytics and also any other stat system. But when you go to your account, you'll be brought into an overview page, and it'll tell you, how many people viewed your website, okay, these unique visitors. Okay, unique visitors are people who have one computer, and they go to your website, and they visit your website. Okay, that's a unique visitor. There's a difference between unique visitors and page views. Okay, you could go to a website and pull it up and view 20 pages on the website. Okay, so that one person visited or looked at 20 different pages, and that's why unique visitors and page views are going to be different. Okay. So when you look at that information, then that's how you should, that's what that means. Okay, you also see a bunch of other information in there. If you move your mouse over the help section, you'll be able to get a lot more education about all the different areas inside of your analytics account. But one of the other things I want to say here is when you look at your unique visitors, you obviously want to have that number climb and grow over time. So as you start to share your website, share the value that you have, with other people, you want to be able to know, well, where's that traffic coming from? And once you know where that traffic is coming from and it's doing good for you, meaning that you're getting sales and the traffic is from a source that is giving you the right type of traffic, then you want to do more of it. And then the question is, well, where can I get more of this traffic? I want to get as much as possible. Now, if you're running a website that is about real estate, and you look at the information inside of your analytics account with Google or anywhere else, and it tells you that you're getting a lot of traffic coming to your site from a flowers website for some weird reason, then you obviously got to be aware of where that traffic's coming from, why it's even coming from there in the first place. And so that would be the wrong type of traffic, right? You want to make sure that the information that you're looking at here in your analytics system is telling you, hey, the marketing efforts that you're doing is paying off, and the information, the people that are coming to your website is the right type of people. Okay, they're the right type of people. And so if they're the right type of people, then obviously they're going to be a lot more likely to convert or buy something from you. Okay, so you're looking at unique visitors. You want that information, you want that stat to go up, okay? Obviously, more and more unique visitors, the better. And then when you look at page views, the page views tell you, like I said, how many pages on your website that they've viewed. And the more the better there too, because what that's telling you is you have a lot of good content that they're looking at. Okay, if they just come to your website and look at one page when you have 600 pages on your website, then you got to ask yourself the question, is it easy for them to find your stuff? Okay, is it easy for them to navigate through your website? Most websites nowadays are pretty easy to navigate through, but that's one of the things that indicate that your site is not that user-friendly. If you have, if your unique visitors and your page views are, close in number, meaning, let's say you have 5 unique visitors and you have 10 page views, and if you have, 600 different pages on your website and you only have 10 page views, then you got to start to wonder, So navigation, and is it easy for people to find stuff? Okay, and then the third metric that you'd want to look at also here is bounce rate. And when you look at the bounce rate inside of your analytics account, it tells you what this metric is telling you is how long they have spent on your website. Okay, if they come to your website and they're only spending just a few seconds on there, and then they're taken off and they're going to another website or just exiting out of your site altogether, then that tells you a few things, but one is that you don't have enough value on your site. Okay, the information that's on your website is not incentivizing them to stick around. So it should be more valuable. And, you can put videos on there. You can put step-by-step tutorials that are longer. Okay, instead of having articles that are 1 or 2 paragraphs, have articles that are a lot longer and teach them something a lot more in-depth to help them stick around a lot longer. So the reason why you'd want to do that is if they stick around a lot longer, then they'll be, once again, more likely to take the action that you want them to take, which is to buy stuff from you. Okay? So those are the some of the basic metrics that you can look at when you log into your Google Analytics account, and you're wondering, well, what those are. And you can get a lot more information about all the elements inside of Google Analytics once you log in. But literally, there's a lot to it. Okay, it's very easy to be overwhelmed when you log into Google Analytics if you're going in there for the first time. Okay, so does anyone have any questions yet? If you do, just let me know. Okay, if not, we'll move on, okay? Okay, so inside of Google Analytics, we have, we went over the overview, you'll also be able to learn the language that people speak, you know, as a result of coming to your website. You know, or do they speak English? Do they speak Chinese or French or Spanish or Hebrew or what? You know, it'll break it down for you and it'll let you know. Well, most of the people who come to your website speak English, and then second, German, then third. Okay, it'll list it all out for you and tell you the percentage of the people that come to your site based upon language. Same thing goes for the territory or demographics, where they're located. Yeah, it'll tell you, okay, you know, most of the traffic that comes to my site is from the United States, yeah, first and foremost, 60% of it. And then comes United Kingdom, then Canada and Australia and India, and keep, you know, the list goes on and on. I'm in a lot of countries, in fact, most of them. Okay, it also tell you the browsers that people use and the operating system that they use, along with the service provider and, you know, the mobile devices that they use. So anything that you really want to know, it's going to track, okay? And so just to keep things as simple as possible, okay, the basic information that we've gone over here so far is the, or the details you'll be able to see once you log into your account, okay? And up at the top area of your analytics account, you can get a more in-depth training and so forth into all the other areas. But one of the other cool things I want to show you here with Google Analytics is you can look at, on the left-hand side, the real-time analytics. Okay, the real-time analytics with Google is telling you how many people right now, as you speak, are on your website. And it'll tell you what pages they're looking at and where they're coming from and what keyword they use to find you and the social source that they came from. So if they came from Facebook or Google or Bing or wherever they came from, it'll tell you right there in real-time where they came from and what they're doing and what pages they're clicking on. Okay? So pretty neat. Like, you know, so right now at this moment, I'm looking at you know, the analytics on my site, and you know, right now there's five people right now just looking at a specific page, and it'll tell you how long they spend on there, and then where they click on next. Okay. And these folks right here are you know, over in, like in Texas and over in India and you know, all over the country here, looks like. So how what does this really mean, though? Okay, how do you really use the real-time analytics to help you make better decisions? Okay, so for example, one of the things you can do is when you send out an email and you want to know how fast people respond to that, you know, email when you put a link inside of the email. You can track that. You know, can see how soon they come to your website. And you could even have real-time customer service responses on your website, too. Okay? A lot of customers or a lot of you know, websites have, you know, different pop-up boxes that ask people if they have any questions, okay, in regards to their website, their business. Okay? And those are things that you could implement where when someone comes down to your website, you know that they're on there because you're looking at the real-time analytics, and you could have, you know, a real-time chat pulled up on the on your website, and then you could have that just automatically pop up and ask them a question. You know, the system doesn't tell you obviously the person's name and all that stuff, but it does tell you, you know, where they're from, what country, and so forth, and what page they're on. So that's another way of, you know, quickly engaging, you know, with people on your site, because you know that they're there, and now you could put a customer service pop-up window and speak with them right then and there. Okay, so just a little strategy that you can implement to help out with, you know, engaging with your customers, your prospects, a lot faster. Okay. Okay, now the other area that I go over here in Google Analytics is the acquisition area on the left-hand side. The acquisition area will tell you a lot of information, but more specifically, in the basics of it, will tell you where the traffic is coming from. Okay, most of the traffic, you know, usually will come from the search engines to start off with if you're not doing any paid advertising. So it may say number one source could be Google. You know, same thing with mine. Okay? It's organic traffic. And second could be people just going directly to your website. Okay, if you're sharing your website with people and they, you know, they already know where to find you, then they just type in the domain name and they go straight to your website, and that's classified as direct traffic. Okay, and then other sources of traffic that will be listed out could be Yahoo and Bing and other websites that are linking to you. Okay, other websites that have found your website valuable and they put your link on their website, and then when people go to their website and say your link, then they'll be sent over to you. Okay, and that's referral traffic. And you can see just exactly what referrals, referring websites, are the most popular. Okay, and now, and then the other thing that you want to pay attention to as well is the keywords that people are using to find you. Okay, when you go into keywords underneath the acquisition, they'll tell you, you know, what keywords people are using in the search engines to find you. Okay? So this is really important to look at because, you know, especially if you're doing SEO or search engine optimization, you want to make sure that the keywords that you're using are actually generating the traffic to your website that you want. You know, if you're once again, if your site is about real estate, you know, let's say wholesale real estate, and you want to make sure that you get people coming to your website using that keyword phrase and all the other keyword phrases that are synonymous or complementary to that word, that phrase, wholesale real estate. Okay, there might be keywords such as where to buy wholesale real estate, or how to do wholesale real estate, or what is wholesale real estate investing. Okay, these are all keyword phrases that you would definitely want to have traffic coming to your website from. And so what that means is when people go to Google or Bing and they're searching for websites that are about those words, okay, then this, you know, the Google Analytics will tell you the keywords that you're being found from. And so if you're looking at a list of keywords and you find keywords that are not complementary or not relevant to your website and people are coming to your website because of it, then you got to ask yourself the question about, well, what are you really doing with your SEO? And how is your website really coming across and being marketed to people in the search engines? Okay? Okay, so that's where we'll end on that topic, okay, on specifically for Google Analytics. Okay, there's a lot more to it. Today we're just going to go over the basics, but, okay, we've gone over the overview and also the acquisition area and the real-time analytics. Okay, so make sure to look at those areas that we talked about with your keywords, your organic keywords, okay, the words that people are using in the search engine to find you, and then start to focus in on, you know, the words that really are going to make a big difference with getting you the targeted traffic that you want. All right. So let's go on to the next one here. The next website tracking system that we're going to talk about is with a site called Bitly. So Bitly. So when you go to Bitly, bitly.com, this site is a site where you can take a links and put them in here, and the system will automatically shorten the link. Yeah, you've probably seen, you know, either your own website or other people's websites that have the URL up at the top of your browser is a mile long. You know, it goes, you know, example.com/ blah, 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 blah. It goes all the way down. You know, it has a bunch of strings of numbers and characters. Well, that's a super long URL, and you don't want to share that you know, with people through email or anywhere else. Okay, it's just too big. So you go to Bitly for that first purpose, okay, which is to shorten the link and to make it easier to see and easier to use. And then the second is it offers real-time analytics and tracking. Okay, so once you shorten your link, then you have a short link to use, and now you can share that short link with people through your marketing. Okay, through email, through Facebook, through your paid advertising, through your forums, through whatever you want to do. Okay. So when you're sharing that link, you can come back here to Bitly and you can look at, the stats, and it'll tell you how many people clicked on it and when they clicked on it. Okay. So one of the things that you'll want to make sure to do here is you can customize the links. And I mentioned this trick earlier, the strategy, which is customizing your link, based upon where you're marketing your link at. Okay, so if you're wanting to market a real estate wholesale program and you have that package that you're wanting to sell and you want to share that link to that page that's offering your real estate wholesale program, well, you want to take that link and customize it here, but customize it 3 times so you can get 3 unique links and get those links and share them with 3 different, let's just say, you can have as many marketing sources as you want, but let's just say you focus in on 3 major marketing sources such as Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay, so you would have a Twitter Bitly link, a Google link, and a Facebook link. Yeah, is that what I said? Yeah. Okay. So anyways, you get the point. You'd be able to just customize your link, and then you'll know where that traffic is coming from and so forth. Okay, so when you actually look in the stats on each one, it'll also look at, it'll tell you just the breakdown of when people are clicking on the link and all that stuff. So there's really not really a whole lot more to this other than that. Okay, so when you look at the links on your website, especially the links that you share with other people, consider using a link shortener like this, like Bitly. There's a lot more of them out there, but this is one of them. And it's free to use. It's pretty easy as well. And people are pretty familiar as well with it using it. So there's already that upper hand in using this system here with Bitly because of familiarity. And people like to click on things they're already familiar with. And so that's another huge advantage of using Bitly. Okay, now the third system, we're going to stop there with the subject of Bitly and move on to the third one that we're going to discuss, okay? So if you have any questions, just stop me and let me know. Otherwise, we'll move on, okay? Okay, so the next one is with HyperTracker. And we won't spend a ton of time on this as well, but because there's a lot of elements that we've already gone over that are very similar to this system here, but the reason why this one is paid and Bitly's not is that with HyperTracker, a lot of paid advertising professionals out there use this type of system to be able to do more precise targeting or precise linking in their campaigns. So if you were to set up a marketing account with Google, like a paid advertising account, with Google or Twitter or LinkedIn or elsewhere, then you can get a lot more precise with exactly what you track and where it's going to be tracked. Okay, and you can also organize your links more precisely too, whereas at Bitly it's a little more difficult to do that, and other ones that are similar out there as far as systems go. And so this one right here is, I think, $20 a month and for the pro version. And you can do a lot with it. Okay, but the bottom line here is precise targeting. Okay, you know exactly where your traffic is coming from. And then you can make a lot better decisions about what's working for you and what's not. Okay, you can also assign certain values, such as a certain payout amount for certain offers that you're promoting. Okay, let's say you have, once again, I'll take that example of a real estate wholesale program. Let's say it's a DVD course that you created and you're selling it for $200. It'll track, you can put it in the system and tell you how many conversions you get. And it'll break it all down for you and let you know which campaign is more profitable than others. okay? Instead of having to have to, you know, have to figure that out all manually, you know, all the time. It'll just do it automatically for you. So it's a pretty cool system, and it's definitely for more advanced users. And so I don't know how many people on the call are really advanced users, but there are a number of them, I'm sure, that you know, will be or are, that are listening to the call. So. Okay, so those are the major systems that I wanted to share with you here. Okay, Google Analytics, and then Bitly, and then HyperTracker. There's actually one other thing that I want to share with you that'll help you out too. You know, I know that many people on the call, along with other listeners, will have their own WordPress website. And there are WordPress plugins that you can use. I won't go over them right now, but you can go into WordPress in the plugin section, and you can find plugins that will, you know, track links for you, okay? And most of them, if not all of them, are, you know, free to start off with. And you can do, you know, some or a good portion of what we're talking about here today with using those free plugins inside of WordPress. Okay, so that's also an option too. There's also a great Google Analytics plugin that you can use for WordPress. And what that's going to do is it's going to stream in the analytics or the stats from your Google Analytics account and stream them straight into your WordPress site on your dashboard and just give you a snapshot of what's going on. And so you don't have to always log in to get just the basic stats about what's going on with your website. So that's a pretty handy plugin to use, and you can consider using that by going to the dashboard and clicking on plugins and then clicking on add new and then searching for Google Analytics. Okay. Okay. Now the next thing that I'd like to talk about is with your real-time analytics. Okay, real-time website tracking. Now this is a huge, revolution area of analytics, because, you know, it used to be where, you know, website tracking was only tracking, you know, the hits to your website and unique visitors and, you know, the page views and so forth and where they came from, just the, you know, the stats that we've gone over earlier. But, you know, things have developed and advanced, you know, evolved a lot, you know, over the past, you know, 5 to 10 plus years since the internet has been around. And so the real-time analytics, I'll share with you some systems here that, you know, will allow you to do that. But the benefits of using real-time analytics, it gives you a lot more power to understand where people are spending their time at on the specific page. Okay, they're called heat maps. And heat maps, like hot and warm, you know, heat, H-E-A-T, so heat maps are the maps of the page that someone's looking at, and it tells you, you know, where their mouse or where their eyes and where they're spending time on looking at. Okay, and so if you have a web page that, you know, is a little bit longer, or even if it's shorter, whatever the case may be, if your you know, if your heat map is telling you that, you know, people are looking at on the left hand side and they're spending more time there, okay, then it would probably, you know, be more beneficial for you to put a call to action over there or something that you want to, you know, have them pay attention to right there instead of, you know, elsewhere on the page. You're really following the principles of supply and demand. Okay, if they're demanding or if their interest is spiked or interested in a certain area in your website and stats prove that they spend more time in a certain area on your page, well then, you know, go with it, run with it, and, you know, place the, you know, the most important type of information where the people are looking. Okay, so that's the bottom line with that, is it tells you in real time, and it gathers data about where people are spending time at on your website specifically, and then that's feedback to you, so you can customize where certain things go, okay, such as call to action or certain links that people would click on. Okay. Because, if, you know, once again, the whole goal is to have people take action when they come to your website. And, you know, if you know, they're looking at certain areas on your site and there's not anything valuable there, then you know, you can you'll be able to know that by, once again, having tracking in place. So the tracking code really is going to follow the same process here with these systems. Okay, just like with Google Analytics, you'll have a tracking code to place on your website, and then the system will track all that data. And if you don't know where to put it, once again, contact us or else one of your technicians, and they can put it on for you. Okay, another system that is really popular out there for a lot of marketing tracking and for your website is called Optimizely. And Optimizely is spelled OptimizeLY.com. And when you go there, you can do a lot of A-B split testing. Okay, so you can split test what web pages do better compared to the other. And so all you're doing here is tapping into a system that's going to be a lot more robust, and it's already built out for you. You don't have to do a lot of the manual stuff like you would have to with like WordPress tracking plugins, and they're just not as advanced compared to a paid service like with Optimizely. So Optimizely is it does cost, but when you go there, you can actually test it out for free and see how you like it. But this is going to be a system to help you out with your marketing, okay? And your website tracking falls in line with everything that we're talking about here with your marketing and customizing your links and tracking where your traffic is coming from and all that. Yeah, but here you can set up tests to see which pages do better than others, and you'll be able to experiment with all kinds of different elements with your marketing. Okay, you can test out like headlines and the copy of your pages, the different styles and colors and all that jazz. Okay, all of those elements make a big difference, and can make a big difference. But the bottom line with marketing is you're always testing. Okay, you're always going out there and setting up specific goals or objectives, and you're testing things out and seeing which campaign or objective that works out best for you. It's always going to be different for each person in each industry, depending on where you're at, what you're doing, who you're targeting, and how you're presenting it. Okay, there's a lot of elements that go into it. So it's not just the one type of shot where there's only one say all be all type of thing that you're testing. You're always testing all kinds of different things. Okay, so you want to be able to track that. And that system allows you to do it really easily. Okay. Okay. So now let's go about discussing how more along the lines of the specific questions that a lot of folks have with tracking their website and what really to make how to make sense of the data. Okay, how to make sense of the information that you're looking at. We went over a little bit about this in the subject of Google Analytics, but we'll go in more depth here right now. Okay, so some of the major questions that a lot of people have is really how to make sense of the information of the analytics of boosting conversions. Okay, so if you're running whatever type of site you're running, affiliate site or an e-commerce site or service-oriented business or wholesale business, okay, whatever the business is, the traffic, tracking is going to be relevant for whatever you're doing. Okay, but you want to be able to track the major things that we discussed here already, but the outcome is the conversions. Okay, you want to be able to know how many people have come to your website and how many of those people actually bought. So that's one of the most important things that you want to be aware of and know. And so, if 1,000 people came to your website in one day, and 10% of them actually bought something, okay, then you'd want to know that and where that traffic came from, so you can get more of it, right? And but that conversion rate is going to take into account of how many people go to your website, then how many people actually bought, all right? So 10% of 1,000 is going to be 100 people. So 100 people actually bought. And you want to know what page they went on. And so inside of Google Analytics, along with other tracking systems out there, it'll tell you what page they went on and what keyword they used to find you that generated that sale. Okay? So if you're using, let's say Google, and you're doing a search engine optimization or paid marketing, okay, those systems will tell you that specific information. So it's very important to know. Because if you don't know that, once again, you're going to be left in the dark, and you'll be wasting a lot of time and money being spent on something that you just don't know if it's working or not. Okay, you might get sales, but you just don't know. You just won't know where they're coming from and how they're even getting to you if you're not tracking it. Okay, so this is one of the major success principles in being super profitable in your online marketing. So, the very first step in all of your marketing is making sure that you have something of value, okay, your products and your services, and then you got your traffic sources, okay, different traffic sources such as Google and Facebook, LinkedIn and Pinterest and email marketing and, referring websites and so on and so forth, okay. These are all the traffic sources, okay, that's the second step. And third is you want to be able to track everything, okay? You want to track all the stuff that we're discussing here today. And then you want to be able to automate as many of these steps as possible so you're not doing them manually. And automating means taking the your traffic and putting them into systems where they'll automatically send you, traffic on a on an hourly, daily, weekly basis, okay? Not just with traffic, but also with, processing orders and, delivering and all that stuff. Okay, you look at every single step along the whole process of your business and ask yourself, can that be automated? Okay, can I put a system in place that'll automatically do that for me? If yes, well then do it. Okay, if you're not sure if it can be done, then, talk with your coach, talk with us, and we'll, shed some light on it, and then we'll let you know. Okay, and then the last step in being successful with this, as far as not just using your tracking, but using tracking as a method of being successful, is scaling. Okay, growing your business. Okay, as you start to track information on your website and your links and so forth, you want to once again discover what's working, what's not working. Okay, drop the losers and go with the winners, and the winning traffic sources. Go out there and find as many sources as possible that will give you as much traffic that is feasible, that's possible. And so, because the more and more traffic of that same type that's working, the better. Okay, you're just pouring gas on the fire. And, a lot of the ways you can go about doing that is partnering with people. Okay, you can, once you know where your traffic is coming from and that it's actually converting, people are going to your site and they're actually buying, then you can look at the information and say, all right, this traffic is coming from Facebook and my email marketing and, Google. Okay? Once you know that, and then you can say, hey, the out of all this traffic that's coming to my website, X amount of people have bought. And you're looking at establishing this metric called EPC, or earnings per click. And what earnings per click is that you're dividing the number of clicks to the number of sales. Okay, so if you got 1,000 clicks and you got 10 sales, okay, then you'd be able to get that percentage or that number and say that's my earnings per click. Okay, how much do you earn on average per click? When you divide that number, okay. So you're that's one of the major metrics that a lot of marketing companies and people will look at, especially when you start to partner with people. Okay, if they know what they're doing, then they'll ask you, well, how profitable is this offer that you want them to send out, and then you can consider partnering with them. As you start to work out a win-win situation. But, the people who know what they're doing out there, they'll usually ask you, have you Have you tested your offer out already? Have you tracked it? Have you put in analytic systems to track these metrics and know what's going on? Okay. And so just keep a detailed record of what's working and what's not working, and but do both. Okay. It's also very important to keep track of what's not working too, because as you start to move forward, you'll have a lot of information, and you definitely want to know what didn't work so you don't have to make the same mistake twice. Okay. Okay, now as you start to take this information here, and when you go to these sites such as Google Analytics and Bitly and HyperTracker, and or if you're using any plugins and or using Optimizely or GetClicky.com, okay, these are all sites that will usually give you some code to put on your website, and when you put it on your site, it'll track everything all throughout your site. Okay, that's another question that people have. Is it going to track all of my pages? And as long as your code is put in there right, then it'll track everything on your website, no matter where that person goes to, okay, on your website. And so if you're having people go to blog posts or pages or your contact page or about page or certain e-commerce product pages, okay, like I said, whatever the case may be, the tracking code will track that. It'll pick it up, and then it'll report that data back to your account. It'll tell you where they came from, how they found you, and all that stuff. Okay. Okay. Now, some of the other questions involve. Let me pull that up here real quick here. Okay, there you go. So some of the other questions that some other people have asked involve, putting tracking code inside of, certain links. If you're promoting affiliate offers, for example, this will come in handy, quite often. So you can put your tracking code inside of, certain links that you use. Okay, and this is an advanced step here, but this is what we call sub IDs. Okay, so when you look at going to like I said, Bitly or HyperTracker, a sub ID is just a sub identification number that tells you where that link is being used, and then you'll be able to track where that traffic is coming from. Okay, so a lot of analytics accounts inside of your affiliate marketing accounts, such as CJ or, one moment. Okay, so a lot of the accounts will have that type of a system built into it. So what you can do with it is you can go inside of your account and you can say, you can label specifically what kind of link that you want to build. And then you can copy that specific link and then paste it inside of your marketing. Okay, let's say you have a squeeze page or a sales page, and you want to, let's say you have two different spots on your sales page that have links that direct that customer to check out. And you want to know which link someone clicked on that page that is more popular. Which link did they click on that caused them to take the next step, which is to check out and buy the product? Well, you can split test that. Okay, you can test out and see which button did they click on more often than another. If both buttons look exactly the same, and the only difference is that one is positioned higher up in the page compared to the one that's lower on the page, then you'd want to know which button performs better, right? Well, that's another reason why you would want to use the sub-ID, sub-ID function inside of CJ.com. CJ.com is an affiliate network, or a lot of these other networks like ShareASell.com, and we'll also have that ability. Okay, most, if not all of these most of them. Most of the affiliate networks out there will have that functionality built into it. You just got to know where to go inside of there and how to use it. But you know, all you're doing there is you're taking the unique affiliate link that you're wanting to promote, and then you're adding on a couple of words that will identify where you're going to place that link. Okay, so if you're using an affiliate link that's promoting a product about real estate wholesale programs, then that company will give you your unique affiliate link, and then at the very end, you can put, once again, a sub-ID or an identification word or a number or both that'll label exactly where you're going to place that link. Okay, and so if you're going to place that link on Facebook, okay, then you want to append maybe a label at the very end of the link that says Facebook, FCB. Okay, and just telling you that link is going to be placed on Facebook. And then when you look at the reporting system afterwards, you'll be able to say, okay, there's been 1,233 people who clicked on that link from Facebook. And then you can do the same thing for, posting the exact same type of link, but for a different source, such as Bing. You can go to Bing and take the same unique affiliate link, but then add on B-I-N-G at the very end. Okay, that's what a sub-ID is. And, I mentioned this as well on the subject of CPA networks a while back ago. And you'll find this a lot inside of those networks, okay? You'll discover that they'll be asking you, what kind of sub-ID do you want to set up? And you don't have to use them, but it's very, very helpful and very powerful because it gives you that specific, feedback about what traffic source is working for you and what's going on. Okay, so with that said, does anyone have any questions as of yet? Okay. If not, then what we'll do is go over just a few other points here with some tips and tricks on your marketing with this. Okay, let me just do a quick overview and summary of what we've discussed here today, and then we'll end the call for today. Okay, so far we've discussed why use website tracking and why it's so important. Okay, and we also discussed the major website tracking systems that are out there, such as Google Analytics, Bitly, and HyperTracker, and mentioned also a source that you can get free plugins at to be able to track links and also your website stuff at WordPress plugins. And then also discussed real-time analytics with GetClicky and Optimizely. And those are systems that will tell you down to the very detail of who's on your website and what they're clicking on, how much time they're spending on there, and along with heat maps and all kinds of other interesting and helpful tools. Okay, so we also discussed how to go about reading the information inside of your analytics. Okay, and then also discussed just briefly the sub-IDs inside of your tracking goals. You can customize links for your different marketing purposes. Okay. Now, to end here, overall, almost any system out there will have some type of analytics system out there for you to use. Okay. Whether it be for your website or for links or for your email and for other platforms that you're using, such as Facebook or Twitter or Google or Bing, okay, the list goes on and on. The companies out there that are really doing awesome and they're pretty huge and they know what they're doing, they'll have analytics systems built into it so you can track what's going on with your marketing as it pertains to your website. Okay. So your website is not just a standalone, site just in a vacuum. It should be linking to your marketing accounts and other sites, and that's why I've given you a pretty big overview of how it links into all these other systems. Okay, it's just not standalone at all. Okay, your website is linking in, and you're sharing that site with people, and you're sharing it with other systems like Google and so forth. Okay, so you're creating this fantastic network of links. Okay? And then you'll be able to use these systems that we talked about here today to know what's going on. So you're not left in the dark anymore, and then you'll be able to make much better decisions. And so the major decisions that you want to make here as you start to move on is your return on investment. Okay, if you're spending, no matter what, there's also always an investment, okay, whether that be your time or your money or both. Okay, but when you invest your time and money into your marketing, how is that being returned to you? Is it being returned to you as a profitable venture? Okay, if you invest, $100 into sharing your website with people through Google, how is that being returned in value? Okay, it might be returned in awareness. Okay, awareness is one element of value, and it doesn't always mean that when you invest time and money, that it's always going to come back in dollar form immediately. Okay, but awareness helps people obviously understand what you're all about, and as you start to market your website, you teach people more and more about the value that you have to offer them, and the more and more they understand about what you have to offer them and how you can help them out, then you can invite them to take action. So that's what your marketing is really all about, is about creatively getting your value and teaching people about why it's going to help them, and then helping them take action, and helping them take action on a consistent basis, if at all possible, depending on what you're offering. Okay, but awareness is one of the things that you want to measure, okay, in your website tracking. And then next is leads. Okay, how many people have opted in? Okay, you want to know how many people have given you their name and email. And then once they've given you their name and email, they are, that information is stored inside of your email marketing account, such as with iContact or MailChimp or Constant Contact or AWeber, okay? There's a lot of them out there, but those are the major ones. Okay, you want to be able to track that. Hey, people come to my website, they're reading this article, and then they clicked on this link, and then they gave me their information, and then they went on to the next step, okay? And what is the next step, okay? The next step is you want to get them into your sales funnel, which is one of the major reasons why, or the major reason why, people give you their name and email on your side, okay? On their side, they want the value, but on your side, you're getting them to come into your sales funnel through your marketing. And so once they enter into your sales funnel, then you can start tracking what's going on and how soon and where exactly they buy. Okay? So these are all things that you want to make sure you have in place in your sales funnel. And your sales funnel is all a part of your website. Okay? And if it's not, then it should be. Okay? You can link certain links on your website to your sales funnel. But ultimately, your website is all a part of your sales funnel. Okay, it's all a part of it. Okay, but you're tracking your awareness and your leads, your sales and your conversions, and then you keep on moving forward. Okay, with getting more and more traffic and discovering what's working and what's not working. Okay, but if you're ultimately investing in the traffic and you're paying for your traffic with Google or with Bing or Facebook or anywhere else, you want to know, especially if you're paying for your traffic, that that's going to return a positive return on that investment. And you'll have to test that out. Okay? And that's a training for another time, and there's also trainings that we've done on that already. But we'll end the call here for the day, and hopefully you've learned some excellent information about how to go about being successful with your website tracking and what that really means and how it can serve you in the future.